This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving ahead with the speed of sound. Maybe this is, maybe Warp's, there used to be a radio network called Warp, W-A-R-P. I think maybe we could call
They're
this
still
Warp.
Around.
Speed. Are they really?
Online, they yeah. Online.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, thank you, Jennifer. As a memory, when we used to, when radio used to really just be radio. Now, it's audio. Here, there, and everywhere. Audio, audio, wherefore art thou? In this case, you're in the presence of the DJ Veers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, with Kara Schillen at the controls. Good day to you. We have a live radio program in progress. We hope that you will join the conversation as you are either driving along or working along and you hear something and you talk back to the radio. That's a perfect way for you to address some of the things that are going on, including Jennifer's focus on newspaper reading that we want to get into. Then I want to look at the list of what's going on with the candidates for the debate next month. But first, who is reading what, Jennifer?
Well, this is a study that Pew Research does every single year, and it's an assessment of the news media that tracks audiences, economic indicators for a variety of sectors within the U.S. journalism industry. So a couple of key findings. Bad news for newspapers, and I don't think this is a huge stretch for people to believe. U.S. newspaper circulation reached its lowest level since 1940, according to this report. This is for the year 2018, by the way, so this is all information that was released this week, but all about last year's media consumption. Total daily newspaper circulation was an estimated 28.6 million for weekdays and 30.8 million for Sundays in 2018. Those numbers were down 8% during the week, 9% on the weekend from the previous year, and both figures are now below their lowest recorded levels through weekday circulation. The weekday circulation actually passed the threshold once before, but it bounced back up in 2013. Digital circulation, you know, people who get their newspaper delivered to their computers or to their devices, it's a little bit harder to track. It did rise in 2018, but not enough to reverse the decline overall in circulation. So bad news for newspapers. Some good news for cable news. Cable news was kind of a bright spot in what was another down year for the U.S. news media industry's economic fortune. Revenue rose 4% over the past year for Fox, CNN, and MSNBC combined, according to estimates from Kagan, which is a media research group.
For each of the separate networks, or is this all collective? And we don't have any individual.
That number, that 4%, is collective. Overall, in the ratings, Fox seems to do better. MSNBC even does better than CNN. CNN is the one that sort of in the tank
but
right
a surprise.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Cable news revenue has grown by roughly a third, 36% since 2015, with ad revenue up 58% over the same period. So that's the bright spot for the news business. For network TV, their revenue is actually down 6%, so network newscasts are seeing a decline. Local TV, however, good news. If you're a fan of your local newscast, they're still making money. 12% actually increase in revenue. Radio stays relatively the same. It was down about 2% for all news talk, and news talk information stations. So not too much movement when it comes to the talk radio world. Digital ad revenue, that's where people are placing their ads on Facebook and on Google to try to get into the news business there. And Facebook just announced a couple of days ago that they're going to be giving a lot of money to different news providers like the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and other sources to actually provide Facebook with a new news division. So they can obviously see that there's going to be money there, and they're trying to get involved in more serious news instead of people posting things to timelines, looking at trends and that sort of thing. They'd actually have reporters from more reputable news outlets providing a Facebook news section for them.
All right. So moving on, I mean, there's not much commentary necessarily there unless you ladies feel like you need to I don't see that there's much comment necessary there. It's nothing new. People aren't reading newspaper. I mean, that's the headline. That's the story.
You know, it's really interesting. Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. The New York Post, which gets delivered around the country, it's not just it is a local New York paper, but a lot of people read the New York Post. They just upped their, which is kind of the opposite of what Jen was just saying. They just upped their subscription price. So instead of a dollar for a New York Post, it's now $2. They went up by a whole dollar.
They're doing it because the people that are still reading the newspaper will pay more for it, and that's how they're making the money back from the subscribers that they lose.
Yeah.
At any rate, okay, you have a choice to make. Would you like to talk about the Democratic debate or toenail fungus?
Ew.
Your choice.
Is there a difference?
Sorry. See, now, if I made that joke about Trump.
Come on, I let him fly. I let him fly. Yeah. All right, so let's, I don't know, I'd vote for, well, what time is it? The debates, go ahead.
Really? To qualify for the September Democratic debate, candidate needs to have 2% in four polls and have 130,000 unique donors, with at least 400 donors in 20 different states. Nine candidates have met that criteria thus far, the most recent being Andrew Yang, who reached that high point late in the week. Joe Biden, Beto O'Rourke, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, him too, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren are also set to be on the stage. Some of the campaigns that thus far have not qualified tell The Washington Post, they're focusing instead on qualifying for the October debate, which has the same requirements. So the next debate scheduled for the 12th and 13th in Houston, 12th, 13th of September. If there are 10 or fewer candidates slated by August 28th, the debate will be held on one night instead of two. Whew. At this point, 10 to 12 are expected to qualify. So that'll be an interesting reality. The candidate closest to crossing the threshold next is Representative Gabbard, who is from Hawaii, right? And people seem to like her. I find her.
She seems to pick up steam every debate.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know, isn't it interesting? Marianne Williamson's nowhere in here, even though she's got a lot of money and a lot of donors.
Yeah, well, it's because there's a prejudice against her thinking there just is.
But her fans are still, you would think that her supporters would be enough to, you know, have
You'd
her
think.
Somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Some business news coming up right after some business of our own here on the DJV program, where it's 14 after the hour.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow at Hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of business items here. Sears and Kmart. How many people still shop at Sears or Kmart? They are owned by the same company. And they've closed thousands of stores over the past 6-7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even think they're, either of them exist near me right now.
There are only 400.
There's one Sears near us, and that's it. No Kmarts anymore.
Yep. There are 425 stores left in the country, and 21 of them will close in October, which seems kind of strange. We're going to wait until after Christmas to close them. But the reason for it, the cash flow and the way... The company is run by a guy who's a real estate hedge fund guy. He doesn't know anything about retail. Doesn't know anything.
All major companies are now owned by hedge funds.
And so there's
Barney's is declaring bankruptcy in the city. Nordstrom is now owned by my friend works for a private equity firm. They own Nordstrom. Yeah. It's all these hedge fund guys that just go in and they buy retail, and then they usually ruin it because they have no idea what they're doing.
So sad. I mean, when I think about Sears, I just think Kmart. I never gave a damn about. But Sears, there's something really American. There's something really sort of almost old school about Sears.
You know, I used to really like Sears.
That's the problem. It is too old school.
Yeah, well, there was one in the mall near my house when I was growing up, and it used to be really nice. And then I don't know if they came under new ownership or what happened, but
they completely
reorganized the store. And we always talk about Target and how nice it is to go in because it's so easy to find stuff. Everything is laid out really well. And Sears, 10 years ago, they just changed the complete organization of how the store was laid out. And I never wanted to go again because you just couldn't find anything.
There was a great Sears store in Santa Monica that I used to. It was right at the corner of where the Pacific Coast Highway joins the 10, and it just up above there, you could see it from the highway, and then you go downtown. It was something about going into that store.
So where do you go buy a dishwasher now that Sears is gone?
Yeah, you go to Home Depot. You can buy them there.
Depot and Lowe's.
Not
and
as fun.
Wait a minute. How about you go to the local retailer in your community? There's always
there
a local retailer. There is in
my area.
Really?
There's one around here, and my dad is friends with the guy who owns it, and he does gangbuster business. So
yeah. People are
he's
fed
like
up
a multimillionaire.
They go buy this stuff from the big box stores, and something happens to it. Where do you go to get it fixed? Hello?
Yeah.
You can't find anybody. I bought a generator a couple of months ago, and it crapped out yesterday. You think I can find somebody to help me fix it? No. One of the guys bought it online. Never do that again. Never, ever will I do it again. You can't, and they're doing you a big favor. They want to send you to the website. Well, you know how that works with me.
They send you to the website so you can fix your own generator?
Yeah. How does that work?
Right. Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah. No. It's not gonna, well, my guys will figure it out. John will figure it out. But still.
But if you don't have a farmhand.
Right. Who knows how to
payroll.
Get at it.
On hand.
Yeah.
If you don't have a farmhand on hand.
A farmhand on hand. Anyway, so that's
there's a new business idea for you, Doug. Get your guys, lend them out like TaskRabbit on an app.
Right. I need one more business like I need another you-know-what. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I don't want to be the last man standing. Well, then maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line. Decide after thinking it through.
Listen to how unique his voice is.
Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like L.A. waiting for you.
And for the way he's lived his life, Willie Nelson's voice, even at 86, is so smooth. It really is smooth. But his trouble in Nelson land, he sent out a tweet to fans that he has to cancel more of his summer tour. Got breathing problems that need to be checked out. After the tweet and doctor visit, his publicist tweeted that Willie won't have to cancel everything. He'll resume the tour next month and appear at Farm Aid in East Troy, Wisconsin on the 21st of September. His tour was set to run for 30 more shows, including a stop on Friday at Grand Rapids. The tour features Alison Krauss opening many of the dates, scheduled to wrap up November 29th in Thackerville, Oklahoma. His rep made a point of mentioning that Willie, founder of the Farm Aid benefit concerts, will actually perform at the festival alongside Neil Young and John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Bonnie Raitt. Willie has dealt with several health issues over the past couple of years. Last summer, he canceled his appearance at the Outlaw Music Festival because he was ill. Forced to cancel several dates earlier this year and last year as well. A couple of years ago, he stopped a concert in Salt Lake City after having some respiratory issues. He said, quote, I'm sorry to have to cut the SLC show short tonight. The altitude got to me, and I can see that. There are a lot of things that could go wrong with him because of the way he's lived his life. At 86, the fact that he's still as active as he is, he's been a big smoker all of his life, loves his whiskey, and certainly has been no stranger to the benefits of cannabis. And so I think all of that stuff has taken its toll. And that's why I marvel at his voice, his smooth. Look at how crackly his face looks from all of that stuff. And yet, and his body looks weak, but his voice is still so smooth. So, hold a good thought. You appreciate Willie Nelson. Good thought for him. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Cara, and I, and you, now focused in our music foray into the life of Glenn Campbell. This is one of, oh my God, do I love this song. Kara, thank you.
This will stick with you all day long,
oh, yeah.
This song.
Crank,
it's going to be in your head.
Thank you. All the great songs, Wichita Lineman, Southern Nights, Time to Get to Phoenix. Campbell will soon join a lot of other iconic stars like Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline with a museum and performance venue celebrating his legacy in Nashville, the second anniversary of his death this week. Clearbrook Hospitality announced plans for Glen Campbell Museum and a rhinestone stage there, corner of Broadway and 2nd Avenue in the heart of Music City. A lot of things going on. It's a great place to go. You went there, but last winter, didn't you go to? Was it winter?
Yeah, in March for the first time. But loved it. Absolutely loved Nashville.
Yeah. A lot of displays from different stages of his life, his career, including his tenure as a vital part of the group The Wrecking Crew, which probably has done backing for more pop record hits than any other group, with the exception of the guys in Detroit. I can't remember. What do they call it? The Funk Brothers or something. I don't forget what the group was, but it was the same thing in Detroit. This group that played for everybody, from Elvis to the Mamas and the Papas. Campbell's string of crossover hits, like the things we were talking about earlier, some of the ones you're listening to, work on TV and film, all represented in this big museum, with the previously unseen artifacts and photos, stage costumes, several of his guitars and some of the other instruments. So this is going to be a cool thing to check out. I'd like to go see it myself.
I like that they have live music every night. That's
very cool. Yeah. Glen Campbell Museum, new in Nashville, 28 after the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you'd just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believe to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Roush says he got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Rouse says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Before after the hour, the group therapy session continues here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Did I say I was Doug Steffen? You knew that, though, right?
We know.
You know. Okay.
Good. You're infamous.
Oh, really? Speaking of infamy, an infamous marathon cheater has died. We'll talk about that after we figure out what's in your wallet. Everybody, get your wallets out. Victoria is going to go through all the things, one by one, that are dirty in your wallet.
Well, for the ladies, here's a question. What do you think is the dirtiest thing in your purse? And it could be your purse itself. It could be the purse itself, too.
I guess either the bottom of my purse or my ATM card, because I use that the most, and I hand it to people.
The ATM card is a good one. I was going to say maybe, like, the handles or something, because you hang it up on a bunch of stuff that you've... I don't know. You probably shouldn't be touching.
Yeah. My guess, when I first saw this new study, my guess was the bottom of the purse, because sometimes they don't have hooks at restaurants and you have to put your bag on the floor. But it turns out Jen is correct. Even worse than dollars and coins, your credit card is the most disgusting thing in your wallet. And it turns out...
think about where it goes. And yes. Everybody touches it.
Where it gets stuck.
here's, okay, so this is how dirty it is. It's dirtier than a McDonald's door handle.
Ooh.
Think about how many people touch that. And it's even dirtier than a New York City subway pole.
Let that sink in for a second.
Well, that's how much bacteria and germs.
Because the people who have been touching McDonald's bathroom doors and subway poles are also touching. They're both touching your card if you're handing it to them. So
They found that that the backside of the card was significantly germier than the front, which makes sense because that's where it swipes a lot. And they said, think about, you know, it used to be that the actual dollars in your or coins in your wallet were the dirtiest, but now as people have transitioned, most people don't really even have cash on them anymore, and so now the credit cards are being used so much that they received a germ score of 285 compared to the cash score was 160 and coins were 136. So
didn't we do
just for comparison, a Penn Station public bathroom has a germ score of 165 and your credit card is at 285. Let's let that sink in and bust out some antibacterial wipes.
Yeah, you can clean it with that, right?
You can use a UV cleaner, which also cleans cell phones. It gets about 99% of the germs off. Or you can use an antibacterial wipe, and it won't affect the magnetic strip on your card.
Didn't we have a conversation a couple of weeks ago about a woman who stuck a credit card in her vagina? Or was that a telephone? Remember?
I think it was a Samsung phone, and she was trying to sue Samsung for not...
This could be why you're single, if you don't know the difference between a hoo-ha and a telephone.
Right.
Oh, no, you mean the telephone went in there?
Yeah. Yes, it was her cell phone, and then she tried to...
Are you on here,
lawyer.
Then?
Yeah, got
yeah she actually
there.
Tried to sue Samsung for not warning her.
So speaking of not being here, the conversation about the octopus that stung the woman, we were talking about this off the air... And Victoria, and this is what I love about you in many respects. We're going on, let's matter of fact conversation because Kara and Jennifer and I were in on this conversation. And Victoria says, huh? Who? What? Who? Huh?
An octopus? So, like, what?
What? All right, Jennifer.
So some woman, we had this story on when you were out. There's some woman who was competing in something and she didn't win it. Because obviously, ding dong, she got tired of competing, and so she sees this this octopus.
It was a fishing.
It was like a fishing thing. Yeah, she was contest. Trying to do. And so there's an octopus like laying there. She decided if she wasn't going to win the contest that she was going to be Insta famous, and it put the picture on Instagram. So she picks up an octopus and puts it on her face for a selfie. Well, she didn't realize that the octopi can actually take a chunk out of
poisonous.
You. And this octopus bit poisonous. Her on the face. It bit her, like, right on the chin. And she had to wrestle it off of her.
Oh, my God.
Well, they have, like, beaks so they can get open crabs and stuff like that.
Which serves her right, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. And I feel bad because she actually suffered. So, she didn't go to the doctor after the bite because I don't think she realized that they are poisonous.
Yeah.
And
oh.
So, then she started suffering from paralysis. She had swelling, like, all this stuff.
God.
And that's why she had to go to the hospital this past week. And that's why people are actually talking about the story now. It got more social media traction. Because
can you imagine you go to the hospital and they're like, what's the problem, ma'am? I put an octopus on my face and it bit me.
My face.
Why did you do that?
Your insurance doesn't cover that.
Right.
Insurance doesn't cover stupidity. Ooh, we like that. Was very good, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How many people remember Rosie Ruiz? Not Rosie the Riveter, but Rosie Ruiz.
I can't say I've ever heard that name.
Okay. The name... If nothing else, maybe in the Boston area, it's more synonymous with cheating than any place else. She died this past week, and she'd had breast cancer. That isn't the story, though. She was the first woman to cross the finish line on the Boston Marathon in 1980, and the record time was 2 hours, 31 minutes, 56 seconds. She had run in the New York Marathon, her first marathon, and she finished that in less than 3 hours. So that's what qualified her for the Boston Marathon. And then she decided that she really wanted to make a name for herself. So she runs in the marathon. And when she gets to the point in Newton where the subway, the T, picks up along the tracks, she jumps on the T and follows it almost to the end, because that particular line runs from Newton all the way into the Prudential Center, or very close to the Prudential Center, which is the end of the race, end of the line. So she jumped on the train and rode the train to about 400 yards before the end of the race, jumps off the train and continues to run. Nobody caught her, at least not at first. But then they started looking at how strong. She'd only run in two marathons. How'd she do it in 2 hours and 31 minutes? And they
figured out... Without breaking a sweat.
Well, yeah, right. Apparently the giveaway, she wasn't sweaty, and she lifted her arms up, and her armpits were dry, and someone was a little suspicious of that.
Right. Yeah. So the last half mile, she's jumping back into the race, and, of course, that attracted some attention. Anyway, just sort of interesting. But she was probably the most famous cheater in the history of modern-day sports, other than the guys who juice themselves or... I mean, think about all of the other... Now that I just said that, I'm wondering about what other cheaters can we come up with. The guy...
Lance Armstrong is the one that I would think of.
Yeah,
right.
Juicing right. There. Yeah, mm-hmm. The juicing. Was there ever a settlement to the football thing with Tom Brady and the whether they were deflated or not? Does anybody ever know whatever happened to that?
I think he had to pay, didn't he?
He got fined, but he got a bonus from the team, so it covered the fine.
Yeah. Right.
How is that?
So essentially, he didn't lose any money.
Rosie,
I still think that's a bunch
Rose.
Of junk. I don't know.
Talking to Fred Dreyer
about that, he said
who
that
works
quarterbacks.
At CRM with Jennifer and her dad.
He does, and former football player, Rams, actually a Patriot for about 10 seconds,
right.
And Giants, most notably the Rams and the Giants. And he said that most quarterbacks will always go for the ball that feels most comfortable to them. Like, you know, it's always, you're going, when you're throwing in cold, which a lot of them do, your fingers start to kind of crunch up. And so a lot of them will look to a more deflated ball because it's just easier to grab, especially under certain conditions. So, I don't know. He doesn't think there was much to it. He thought it was a target of Tom Brady.
Right. All right. Up next, a focus on travel advisories. You'll, especially after this past week's violence, there have been a number of countries who have said, including Venezuela, I don't want to give the story away, but I mean, some of it's laughable. But we'll get to that in a matter of moments here, 43 after, on the DJV program.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The urethra is a tube that carries urine from the bladder out of the body. If the urethra becomes scarred and narrowed, it can restrict or slow the flow of urine, a condition called urethral stricture.
The most common cause of strictures are what we would term idiopathic, meaning we don't know what causes them.
Dr. Boyd Veer says medical procedures, trauma, and infections are some of the other causes for scarring. Strictures are much more common in men than women.
Symptoms can include a decreased urine stream and increased urge to urinate or incomplete bladder emptying.
They'll complain of hesitancy. I'm having a hard time getting my stream started. I feel like I'm not emptying. I'll go and I'll drink my coffee in the morning. I'm urinating again 30 minutes later.
While not all strictures cause problems, there are a number of options to treat the condition, including surgery to remove the stricture. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV program. Okay, so we all know that there's trouble in paradise here. Travel issues, travel warnings issued. Now, the United States, it seems to me, is a haven, or always has been a haven, for people to come. People love to vacation here. They want to come visit. They aspire to live here. I thought it was interesting that Venezuela and Uruguay are among the first nations to warn their citizens about the risks of traveling. It is kind of a joke, but then again, it's not really.
A joke for Venezuela. But
yeah, it is. Uruguay.
But that's just a political, you know, didn't we cut off their funding, so that's their their retaliation. Yeah, yeah.
But the Japanese consulate in Detroit also had something to say to Japanese residents. Be careful, because there are a lot of gunfire incidents in the United States, Canada, and Ireland, warning their citizens of a number of shootings in our country. Germany warning of increased risk of politically motivated violence in America. Italy warning of periodic serious firearms incidents in America. In England, they mentioned the threat of terrorist attacks. Over here, New Zealand, an advisory for travel to the U.S. Since last year, actually, citing a number of mass shootings, like the Las Vegas shooting, Santa Fe shooting, Texas shooting. So this is hurting tourism. It's bound to hurt tourism, all of this stuff. If nothing else motivates us to do something about it, maybe that's as crass as you can get, but I think it's very interesting. I don't remember, Amnesty International says people around the world should exercise caution when you travel anywhere in the United States. Wow, that's a pretty
good. And that's the first time that they've ever made a statement like that. So, it's... Well, it's just, you know, I think that we're in a bubble, and we're all, you know, I think everyone's on edge in across the country, and we don't realize, we sometimes forget how the rest of the world perceives us.
When they think of us, they think... Though.
Well, when the rest of the world, but forever.
Well, some of it's political.
But. Some of it is, but forever, though, the rest of the world, especially Europe, thinks of America as just guns.
Yeah.
That's been my entire life going to visit my family in England, Ireland, and France. That's what everybody just thinks. Oh, America's got all the guns. Everybody has a gun. That's what they think of us, that everyone
the
has
US
a gun.
Issuing a travel warning for Hong Kong. Following all the violence there, that was an interesting thing.
That's going to hurt their tourism even more.
Absolutely.
Because their economy is taking a big hit because of that.
Yeah. And they don't seem to be getting close to figuring out how to fix the problem either. No. There have been warnings from Australia, UK, Ireland, Japan, Singapore. Don't go traveling there. So stay home and enjoy yourself. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Car Talk. Our auto expert is here, Nick Miles. We've been discussing, Nick, the ladies of the radio program and me. We've been talking about Maseratis and how the Maseratis seem to be more available. I've always thought Maseratis were a fabulous car, frankly. I sort of dreamed of... I don't really like driving cars, per se, but I have always sort of thought to myself, what a nice car. I'm used to driving Range Rovers, been driving them for 25 years, so I'm not really much when it comes to a sedan. But if I were going to buy one, I think I'd look at a Maserati. What about you? What's your experience with Maseratis?
Oh, I love Maseratis. You know, they're the only car company that takes the engines from Ferrari and uses them. So you get that big Ferrari roar up front, and you get a lot of sexy Italian styling in back. Who couldn't love that? It's like the mullet of Italy.
Yeah. But they do, now that you mention it, they have that husky, whatever that throttly sound is that comes out of the pipe. It really, they have, that's very unique to them. Yeah, yeah, it's a cool car.
It's the Italian Ferrari sound.
Yeah, you got it. All right, well, let's get back to reality here in America. The most driven vehicle in America, the decision has been, the votes are in, people have done all the addition, and the winner is...
Interestingly enough, the winner is Chevrolet, and when the list came out, it was a Suburban, which is not super, you know, not super surprising. When you have a Suburban, this is a vehicle that can cost you $80,000-$90,000. You don't, you know, you keep it a long time. You drive it for 15 years. So that's what's happening is people are buying these three-row Suburbans. They love them. There isn't anything much that competes with them in the world that has three full-size rows and a full luggage compartment at the back. So if you have 200 kids, they're the perfect thing to use to transport them.
Well, and the thing to note is that the GMC Suburban and the Chevrolet Suburban are the same thing with just a different emblem on it, right? I mean, isn't that pretty much the case now with all GMC stuff? It's the same. It's just a Chevrolet with a different emblem.
GMC is technically the luxury side of Chevrolet, so they're the luxury SUV brand, so you get a little more floofy door panels and steering wheels, and you pay a little more for the Denali trim, and it's for those people who want the neighbors to ooh and ah when they drive their new Suburban or their Yukon down the street.
Yeah, what do we get for gas mileage in one of those tankers?
If you have to ask, you shouldn't be owning one.
That's what I've always heard. That's what people, I said to people, when they asked me about the Rover, I said, well, what kind of mileage you get? I said, I don't know. I don't care. But, all right, let's see. What else is on this list of the most, and this list was derived how? Where did you come up with this list?
This list came from a company called IC Cars, who did sort of this analysis of sales of millions of cars, of 10-year-old vehicles, to see which were getting the most miles on the clock. Industry average is about 11 to 12,000 miles a year for your car, but these vehicles are getting about 15,000 a year on them. So they're definitely the I'll take it for the road trip, I'll take it to school every day, the carpooling car. There's some interesting vehicles on there. There's one minivan that comes out on the list, number four, the Honda Odyssey, gets about 14,000 a year on it.
Who drives one of those? My God.
My friend has one. The girl that does all my social media has one, and I ask her how she feels about her car, and she goes, "I'd like to drive it off a cliff."
There you go. That's why I said, "Who drives that stuff?" Hey, the Tesla Model S or Model X is not on the. This is also an interesting list here. I love how you do your research. People are not stealing Teslas. Basically, is that the headline?
I wouldn't steal a Tesla.
That says something about the car. Yeah, maybe that says something. Yeah.
The list of cars most and least stolen, kind of interesting. The most stolen, which is sort of what we did the research on, Tesla is not on the list. It's at the very bottom of the list, actually. The last places. The most stolen vehicles, my friend, in the United States are Dodges, like the Chargers with the Hemis and the SRTs and the sporty cars that have big engines and go fast. So it's people want to steal cars which are sexy, fast, they have big engines in them. Interestingly enough, the electric, the plug-ins, those things, nobody wants
them. Who cares?
Not even the
I love driving. I'll tell you something. I love Dodge cars. The Charger, the Challenger, they are fun to drive. Great to rent. There he is, Nick Miles, our auto expert. Check out ourautoexpert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.